Well, students lining up for COVID vaccines are the latest target for anti-vaxxers in Western Australia, with at least one death threat aimed at a child. The Premier's called it deranged, outrageous and selfish after reports of confrontations at schools and vaccination clinics. Some now want safe access zones established, like those in place for abortion clinics. Isabel Massali reports.
In a live-streamed video, children are shown waiting in line at a Perth COVID vaccination clinic.
So what's happening is we have students that are coming in. They're being bussed in by their schools. We're here to cover the other side. We have some concerned parents here that are talking about saying no.
Security soon move the protesters outside the shopping centre and police arrive as the public confrontation continues.
Yeah. Go get the booster then, darling. Go get him a jab. You're ridiculous. Open your eyes.
WA's Education Minister Sue Ellery says it's just one of a half a dozen cases in the state where protesters have targeted children at school or during excursions to vaccination clinics. Some share flyers with misinformation, others are aggressive.
There was an incident yesterday at a metropolitan school where there was a protester out the front engaged in a conversation with a student. It's alleged as part of that conversation, the protester said words to the effect, "Well, I might as well shoot you now." Now, that is outrageous to be making that kind of comment to a school student.
She stresses the children getting vaccinated all have permission from parents, hitting back at those who claim otherwise. Premier Mark McGowan is stunned by the protesters' actions.
It's incredible that they feel that entitled and that emboldened that they can race around the place doing this sort of stuff and harassing children and teachers. I'd urge them to stop. They're embarrassing themselves. They're threatening the health of the people of Western Australia. This kind of conduct is verging on urban terrorism. It's terrorist behaviour towards other people. Threats, intimidation, threatening to kill people.
Some parents in the town of Margaret River have called for buffer zones where protesters are not allowed to be close enough to intimidate children. The WA branch of the Australian Medical Association supports the move, likening it to safe access zones around abortion clinics. Here's President Dr. Mark Duncan-Smith.
I'm certainly calling on the government right now to create safe access zone legislation along the lines of women's choice legislation. They should apply the same legislation to COVID vaccination clinics. I think it should also be applied to schools, so that citizens of Western Australia, and specifically the vulnerable, impressionable children of our state, don't suffer with intimidation and bullying of these pro-disease people.
When asked if it was on the agenda, Minister Ellery brushed it off but hinted at a greater police presence and said in some cases charges are being laid.
Police are looking at a range of strategies about what is possible for them to do, and they are looking at ramping up their response to, as I said, what in some cases is not anything near a peaceful protest. It is extremist behaviour.
WA Education Minister Sue Ellery, our reporter there, Isabel Massali.